Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu, and once again, we're here at Fun Expo, the 2014 edition. Always a good time, and lo and behold, we're with our good friend, artist extraordinaire, Mr. John Balmer.
Hey.
Hey, man, how's it going?
It's going awesome.
How's your day been so far, sir?
It's been an interesting day so far.
I want to mention, I did not know this about you, you just drew your very first cover art for someone.
Sketch cover, yeah.
It looks amazing, John.
Thanks, man. I've been avoiding them because I didn't know what the paper was like, and, you know, because I draw slower, I can't do them at a show for somebody, and this guy met up with me at Free Comic Book Day at Pulp Comics and said, you know, I really want you to do a sketch cover for me, you know, to add to my collection, and I said, you know, I can't do it today, but if you leave it with me, I can definitely do it for you. And he said, well, I'll just meet you at Fun Expo in Welland in 2 weeks, and he just picked it up now, and man, it was a lot of fun. I'm really pleased that he gave me the time to work on it, and he's really, really happy with it.
Well, you couldn't have picked a better character for it, though.
Oh, Deadpool.
Deadpool is one of my favorite.
So, you said you'd never done one before. What was your experience like? Is that something you'd do again if the chance came up?
I will, but I won't do it in color.
Okay.
I found that the color, like Copics and Prismacolor markers, which is what I use primarily, they just didn't take to that kind of a paper very well, but the ink took to it really well. Like, if you ever see Mike Ruth, his artwork, his sketch covers are amazing, and it's all done with ink washes. I'm just going to stick to that
black
kind of a style. Yeah, it takes better to the paper, and it's you get more impact.
You think it's just because of the different color, like the markers, that would make a difference?
No, it was the quality of the paper. It didn't absorb the ink for the markers, so I had to leave it to dry for 8 hours every time I did something before I could go over top. So,
well, it still looks good.
Yeah,
looks
great, man. I couldn't believe you'd never done one before.
Never had a reason. Nobody wanted me to. So this guy pushed me to it. So now I'm going to. Well, I can't say that. Paul at Pulp Comics has given me one that I have to do. I just haven't done it yet, but now I'm a little bit more likely to finish it.
Okay.
Pencil, it's just not inked.
Can you tease what it is?
It is Green Lantern.
Nice.
But I will not say which one.
Okay. Well, so it's Nort.
It's that new one, the new Green Lantern that came out a couple years ago. The
All
new
right.
guy.
Gotcha.
It's him.
Okay.
But, it's penciled. It's not quite finished yet, though.
That's cool. Now, this is the eighth Fun Expo, I think?
This is the eighth Fun Expo, yes.
How many years have you been coming to this?
This is my fourth Fun Expo.
Oh, us too?
Yeah.
I can't believe I never knew about this before 4 years ago.
I found out about it the year before they had me here, when it was still at the Welland Public Library, before they moved to the arena.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. Oh,
and
wow.
It was an accident that we found it. I was at home the morning of that event, and you know, I was still new to the internet at that point, and I just happened to be on Facebook, and somebody said, I'm going to the Star Wars show in Welland. And I was just like, wait a minute, what?
Huh?
There's a Star Wars show in Welland? And I found out it was at the public library, and I went there, and that was the first time I met Rob, our host, and I got to meet Anthony Forrest because he was the guest, and I bet you I spent $100 on toys. I'm just
wow.
Oh my God, like, this is crazy. And it reinvigorated my whole love for you know, Star Wars fandom, because now all of a sudden I met other Star Wars fans. And so the next year, actually, I believe that was the year that you met me.
Yeah.
At Free Comic Book Day at Pulp Comics, they happened to be there doing some trooping, and Rob just looked at me and he's like, well, we got a table set up for you if you want to be at our event next week. So I just showed up, and it's been my favorite show every year.
Oh,
this is
sure.
by far my favorite show.
Such a great time. The people here are all nice.
It's amazing.
And yeah. You're right, John. Like, you get to meet like artists like yourself. Like, I've met Christopher Yao,
yep.
Mike Ruth. Like, I mean, just it's a connection. Like, when you come to these things, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It's like a family kind of deal.
It really is a family, and being part of like Force United Niagara with the guys, they really do treat you absolutely like you are 100% family, and it's amazing. You know, you walk in. There's no handshaking. Everybody hugs here. It's one of those deals. So it's definitely a great day, and I always look forward to this day.
Yeah, us too. Definitely. Are you working any new pieces? I think I see a Spawn there you're working on.
Actually, it's a Spawn piece that I penciled back in 2008.
Okay.
And I had lost it.
Really?
It was in the back of a book, and I had forgotten about it, and I stumbled across it about a month ago, just before Free Comic Book Day. And I was like, man, this is like one of the best pieces I've ever penciled, and I want to finish it. And I've been putting it off and putting it off, and I thought, you know what, today, rather than try any new sketches, I want to ink it. So I'm going to ink that today, and then I'll hopefully color it later in the week.
Yeah, it looks cool. And I'd seen that you did a new Darth Maul piece.
I did, yep. Kind of spontaneous, wasn't really expecting to, and sat down one night, had a couple of beers, and was just like, I'm going to draw Darth Maul.
I saw some of your, like, just part of your drawings on Facebook, and I'm like, this is amazing. I can't wait to see it. Like,
oh, just the scans of the pencil?
Yeah.
Well, they weren't even scans. They were, like, photos with my phone.
Yeah.
I just snapped it through on Facebook.
I have to admit, like, that's one another of the print I want to get from you. Like, I think you did an amazing job on that.
I think I can hook you up, sir. Thanks.
I think I'm going to be picking up your arrow once it's finished.
Once it's finished. I'm going to try and make... I wanted to have that one done for today, but just time got the better of me, so I'm going to make sure I have some of it for Niagara Falls Comic Con in, 2 weeks now. That's...
Cool.
Oh, my goodness. That's coming up fast.
Well, I want to say thank you for the Boba Fett girl that you...
Oh.
That you got me.
And what you didn't see, unfortunately, our viewers can't see this, or our listeners can't see it, but...
we'll post a picture
online. We did make a print of that, eh? At your request, I did a full-size 11 by 17 print of that sketch card, and it came out fantastic. If I can find it. Maybe it's...
There you go.
Hey, there you go.
Look at that.
It actually came out like being
that
something so small
out,
that
know,
came
that
to blow
it
up that
card.
Size.
And what was the question I asked you? What, he didn't request Firefly?
We do have Firefly in the
works.
That's
a work in progress.
Okay.
I don't mind waiting. It's Firefly.
That's something that, because after Niagara Falls Comic Con, the only thing I think I'm going to be doing after that is Jace Wars, and I'm not really planning anything else. So I'm going to be spending more time to get caught up on commissions that I've been behind on.
That's cool. So now, who is your favorite Star Wars character to draw?
Wow, you can't ask him that. That's kind of hard.
Well,
actually, it's an amazing question. To be honest with you, I really love drawing Captain Rex.
Okay.
Captain Rex or any of the clone troopers, I really love drawing them. It's just the simplicity I find is fantastic, but they're so iconic to look at. More so to me than even traditional stormtroopers in some senses. But when it really comes down to it, I think Boba Fett just inches out above the clone troopers just that little bit more.
Cool. Now, it is a Star Wars-themed event, so I want to ask you, do you remember what your earliest Star Wars memory is?
Absolutely, I do.
Okay.
And I even remember the street that I lived on in the city that I lived on when I saw it. This would have been back about 1983, 84. So Jedi had already come out, but Empire was playing on TV regularly.
Okay.
I can remember sitting on the hardwood floor, lived in a greenhouse on Warehouse Street in St. Thomas, Ontario.
Down to the street.
Wow, nice.
The TV was only like a 20-inch TV up on an old wooden sewing machine. And I remember it was dark because it was wintertime. And Empire was playing. And the very first memory I have of Star Wars is Yoda looking at the camera when Luke said he's not afraid, and Yoda's response is, "You will be."
Yes.
You will be.
I thought it.
Oh, my God. That is my earliest Star Wars memory. It stuck with me. It will never go away. And still to this day, when I watch that moment, I get goosebumps.
Nice. Cool. And do you have a favorite Star Wars collectible? I know you have a few in your Batcave.
Just a few, I think.
Yeah, I've got a lot, but actually one of my favorite Star Wars collectibles has just shown up, the beautiful Andrea, one of our local troopers. She's probably my favorite Star Wars collectible, but you mean like figures that I have in my cases at home, right?
Yeah.
Wow, that one's a tough question. I knew you'd like that one. Oh, yes, Andrea also has an amazing Spawn costume, and she just saw the drawing.
Oh, cool.
That's fantastic.
Man, favorite Star Wars collectible.
How could you have a favorite, though? You literally have a lot.
I have hundreds.
You have hundreds?
Yeah.
Man, like, wow. You don't do this often, sir, but you've stumped me again. You know, I got the AT-AT Walker, I've got a Millennium Falcon model. I've always loved the Falcon, but, man, you know what, it's probably my, I have, like, it's like a 12 or 14-inch figure. My mother had gotten it from, a garage sale. The leg was busted off, so I had to glue it back into place. But it's a Darth Vader. It's old. You can see that it was well-loved by its previous owner. That's probably my favorite one, because my mother had found it and kind of brought it to me to nurse back to health, and sits proudly in my collection. But I have more Vader figures and statues than any other Star Wars character I have.
Yeah, oh, great character, though.
Prove that, people.
I have a new one. It's like 25 inches tall.
Okay, I didn't see that one.
Well, that one's hidden.
He's a great character, though. You gotta admit. One of the classic characters of all time.
Yeah, I think I'm up to 14 or 15 of just Vader.
Nice.
Wow.
Well, for a while there, I was just trying to get all the Han Solo figures.
Right on.
I think I'm falling way short now.
I have one.
Okay.
I have one Han Solo. That's it.
And I got to ask you, you're an artist, and I'm sure in your day you've read at least one Star Wars comic.
Yeah, not many, but I've read a couple.
What are your thoughts on Marvel getting their rights back from Dark Horse?
I'm not happy about that.
Me neither.
And I'm not happy in a... It's not a bad way or a disrespectful way. I just think that Dark Horse has helmed that so well for so long with so many amazing people, like, you know, Joe Caroni and Jan Derisma.
And right up to this day, they've got amazing series.
It's almost like they're deliberately taking the reins away on a power trip.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like to me. Like, you know what? You guys got the movies. Like, Disney's got the movies.
Yeah.
They got everything else. Let Dark Horse do what they've been doing best. Like, really better than anybody else. Just let them hang on to it.
And, unfortunately, when I think of Marvel's Star Wars run, because you remember they had it in the 70s
and
80s.
Yeah.
My first thought goes to that stupid talking green rabbit that was fighting with Han and Chewie.
I don't quite recall that one myself. But
good, because it's burned in my memory for the rest of my life. So
that new Star Wars, Jay got me into the new one.
It's ending in August now.
It sucks, but that was what makes Princess Leia badass. Like, you actually see her fighting. Like, that's my first comic for Star Wars.
It takes place between Star Wars and Empire.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I was talking with some of our local troopers this morning and started to have a discussion. He was doing some research on Leia because his daughter actually suits up as Leia, just the little one, eh? And finding out as he went into her future of, like, what she became, just finding out the kind of stuff she became, like a top-notch star pilot and a top-notch saber fighter.
Yeah, you never see that in the movie, yeah.
That's cool. It's amazing to find out how much stronger that character became, right?
And unfortunately, because they lost the license, that series is ending in August.
That's unfortunate. I'm enjoying that movie, so
it's
I'm glad
shame,
you got
but,
me into that. So.
You know, here's hoping that Marvel does the smart thing and brings the creative teams that have worked on it.
One would hope.
It'd be a shame that Dark Horse would lose them, but the fans want those people on those books for a reason. That's why those books sell.
I think like 23, 24 years they had the license?
Oh,
something big like that.
Really, when it comes down to it, fans don't always buy a title for what it is. A lot of times fans buy it for the creative team that's behind it. And then they fall in love with the material.
Yeah.
I think in a lot of cases, even, you know, Star Wars fans aren't necessarily following it because of Star Wars. They're following it because of who's worked on it. So hopefully Marvel will keep that in mind.
Fingers crossed.
No, definitely.
All right, man. So thanks for your time today, and enjoy the rest of your day, man.
And you too as well. And
thanks,
Ryan, you keep taking pictures.
Oh, for sure.
All right. Thanks, dude.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.